All right. Next episode of Inside Out. Who are you?
I'm Scott Carney. Uh-huh. I work for Siemens. So my job is I'm a director of engineering at Siemens Health Services, which is part of Siemens Med.
Okay.
And heavily engaged in using Microsoft products, again, while I'm here this week.
Uh-huh.
What we do is develop workflow applications for hospitals.
Huh.
And my particular organization, we develop medical record software. So we're really the online medical record solution for Siemens for our hospital customers, which is pretty exciting in today's, you know, focus on healthcare and costs and efficiencies, and we're at the middle of it.
Excellent.
Which is kind of exciting. So I manage an engineering group that works with customers and develops software solutions for them, and it's pretty exciting.
So let's talk a little bit about that. I was at just recently at JAO 2007, which is a conference in Denmark that's basically about programming for programmers, Java, .NET, etc.
Right.
Purely non-platform specific.
Right.
And one of the interesting talks there was on intentional programming, that's something that Charles Simonyi, an ex-Microsoft guy, is working on. I'm going to try to get him on Channel 9 to do more in-depth stuff.
Okay.
They're not ready to talk about too many of the details. My point is, when you work with somebody in the healthcare, your development team, there's sort of an assumption that your developers aren't necessarily experts in the domain and what the customer needs from a healthcare perspective. So let's talk a little bit about that synergy. How do you work with these people?
It's a perfect question for me. What we have done is we recently moved to the Agile Scrum methodology.
Oh, okay.
And what we did was I went out on the road and met with some of our customers that we work with on a regular basis and asked them to gave them some education on Agile, and then asked them to put some of their end users on our Scrum teams. So, so what we have is several Scrum teams, and we have the customers actually participating on the team as resources every week.
Nice.
So what a better way to bridge that gap from what the customer and the end users really need to my folks who are very strong technically but may not be experts in the domain. So we're working together. We're learning the domain from the customers. They're learning a little bit about technology and what we can do with it. And it's been a great synergy for us. And they love it. The customers love it.
Great.
So that's how we've tried to bridge that gap.
Cool.
So it's working out pretty great, too.
That's awesome. So it has worked out pretty great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Your developers like it? They like the Scrum stuff?
It's you know, you go through some challenges when you change your development methodology, especially with some folks that have been doing it, you know, a certain way for 10, 15 years. But I have such an innovative group, and Siemens is an innovative company. So when we looked at the Agile Scrum methodology, the team really embraced it. First off, because they always wanted to get closer to the customers. And it's always been a challenge for us. In any sort of environment, it's always hard to get the customers, you know, real close to you on a given every week. So they embrace that aspect of it. And then Agile is all about empowerment. You empower the people to really go forth and build software. I look at the engineers, software engineers, as craftsmen.
Sure.
And any craftsman, whether you're building, you know, wood toy trains or developing software, they really want to show off their product. They're proud of what they build. So this gives my engineers or my craftsmen the opportunity to show off what they're building. And we build things every single month. We have monthly sprints.
Nice.
And they get to display their, you know, wares every single month. And they love it. So, yeah, my team has really embraced it, and it's worked well for us.
Excellent. Now, are you predominantly a Microsoft stack in your engineering group? I mean, or what are your developers doing?
Yeah, I mean, within Siemens, we use a lot of different technologies. I mean, we have a lot of hardware, we have a lot of software, we're in many different verticals. So we use, you know, almost all technologies that exist. My group uses primarily the Microsoft stack. One of the things that my organization does, since we're the online medical record, is that we have to get data and information from all sorts of different platforms. Siemens products, non-Siemens products. We just get information from all over the place in a lot of different formats. And so what we've chosen is the .NET platform because it helps us interoperate with a lot of different products, no matter what they're developed on, no matter what their kind of hardware they're running on. And it's been great for us. So, but again, that's why we chose the .NET platform, just because of the interoperability and the ease of the end user experience. And we try and hide that things are on different platforms, and the .NET platform allows us to do a lot of that.
So you're using a lot of work, clearly, then, with web services?
Yes, yes. A lot of web services. We're primarily using, you know, SQL Server for our database management. And then we use Windows Server, IIS, you know, Internet Explorer. We generally just all the big ones, as we like to call them.
Cool. Now, do you have you played around at all with WCF? Windows Communications?
A little bit. You know, there's some things that, some good information I learned over the past couple days at the Platform Strategy Review about that. And Silverlight is another exciting technology that we're really going to start looking at a little bit more. But, you know, I have a couple of folks that are really solid, you know, Microsoft engineers. And they're the ones that, when the new technologies come out, you know, they get involved taking a look at them and seeing how we can best use the great technologies from Microsoft, you know, to help our end users be more efficient.
Cool.
So,
and so in the end, your end users, since you're web-based, so the end user's environment is just a web browser.
Right.
Right? Or,
yes.
Or you have a smart client.
No, it's a web-based application.
Okay.
One of the things, the challenge of an online medical record is that healthcare is mostly paper-based.
Yeah.
Has been for years. You go to the doctor's office, I go to the doctor's office, they get out my chart, and it's all paper in there.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're really helping the hospital industry move towards an online medical record. Yeah. A paperless error is one might call it. So what we've had to do is use the web, use Microsoft technologies, deploy the application, the information on the web, so that anybody in the hospital can gain access to the patient information they need to do their job.
Okay.
You know, for example, today, if you're a patient and you were discharged and then come in the next day with some other symptoms, lots of times they have to run around and find, where's your chart? You were in yesterday, oh, they sent it down to medical records, now you're back in the emergency room, someone's got to go find that paper chart. There's only one copy. With our application, anybody can get it any time.
Excellent.
A physician can be called in the middle of the night with a question about what kind of treatment they provided. They can get online right from home, boom, get right into your chart, and so here's what we did, and I recommend this. So, you know, our application, which is really the goal of Siemens, is to improve you know, the process of providing care to the patient. So ultimately, the patient has a better experience, and ultimately, they provide, you know, they receive better care.
Absolutely.
So, but that's kind of what we do. It's a lot of challenges, but the web-based application is the way to go. So that anybody can gain access to that information through the appropriate security channels and get the information they need to do their job.
Now, you know, the thing that... Clearly, we're in the software plus services era again.
Yes.
But we'll do it right this time, hopefully.
Right.
And the thing is about a web-based application, and this was the argument back in the day when we were trying to push smart clients onto everybody.
Right.
Was that what happens if you're not connected? When you remove internet from the equation,
right,
you get no one's records.
Right.
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 Because web browsers don't cache that kind of data.
Right.
So... what do you say to that?
So here's what we're doing. Our model is a software plus services model as well. For our Siemens Health Services, you know, we can, for customers that want to run their own systems on site, we can do that. We can deploy that way. If they want the service side, where we'll run it out of our data center, we have a world-class data center.
Sure.
So we can run it out of there as well. So we have a similar model. But say there's a power failure, or something that causes the network or something to happen. Mm-hmm. Now, we have all sorts of recovery, redundancy, disaster recovery, all those kinds of services, you know, that we provide. Mm-hmm. But say there is a situation where you can't get connected to mm-hmm. a network. The other thing we do with our product is that we have customers that will, on a regular basis throughout the day, say every 30 minutes, every hour, mm-hmm. they'll capture that information, the medical record in our system, mm-hmm. and then they'll actually output it to a format, mm-hmm. send it to a local computer on site at the hospital on the nurse's floor, mm-hmm. and then a copy sits there.
Great.
So that if they can't get to the cloud, mm-hmm. then they can go and get a local copy. And that's how, you know, again, it's just another layer of redundancy we try and provide in with the product.
Sure.
Because people need information.
They do.
To treat the patients that are there.
Yeah.
So that's just another way that our application is utilized to make sure that they always have that copy of information when they need it.
Good. So it's hopefully those a lot of the customers are actually following that regimen of copying stuff locally because... You know, charts are helpful.
Yeah, I mean, consider if it's one of your loved ones, you know, there in bed, you know, that's the passion that we have because we're doing something that could possibly help the loved ones that we have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we make sure that when a hospital needs information, a physician, a nurse, whomever, that it's there when they need it at the right time so that they can make the best informed decision because that decision may be someone that, you know, that you love.
Sure.
So that's
Understood.
What we're all about.
Excellent.
So,
now, you use the Microsoft stack. Why did you choose the Microsoft stack? You mentioned interoperability, mm-hmm. which is interesting, because a lot of people would argue, or have argued in the past, mm-hmm. that we have been sort of closed mm-hmm. with our protocols. But so what do you mean by interoperability?
Yeah, what I mean by interoperability is that through services that we develop and provide through the Microsoft technologies, mm-hmm. That an end user can seamlessly mm-hmm. go through a workflow. And they could actually be crossing different applications that are built using different technologies. Yeah. For example, if I'm a physician and I'm in a clinical application and I want to see a document, then and that's in the online medical record. You know, we expose a service that they can click on, you know, a URL mm-hmm. and up comes the document and a viewer and says, oh, that's the document I need. And then they might be looking at other documents, say, you know what, I need to see something else, some clinical type information that's over here, you know, in an outpatient system. They'll click there, and then we'll seamlessly flow into another application. Mm. So that's one level of interoperability is just the flow of an end user across applications. And so we've been able to use the Microsoft technologies in unique ways in some places to allow that seamless workflow.
In unique ways. Huh?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So can you discuss those at all?
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially working very closely within Siemens and also with standards, you know, that exist in the industry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Healthcare has a lot of standards,
I'm sure.
You know, along with the technology standards we deal with. But really working with standards groups to make sure that we can interchange information mm-hmm. using the standards that exist today. It's a lot to keep up on top of all the different standard bodies. Again, the technical standards and healthcare standards. Mm-hmm. But Siemens is always committed to those kinds of things. We have a lot of people involved with that, monitor that, and then they bring that information back, and then we adjust our applications to make sure that, you know, we're sharing information in a way that's everybody's sharing it.
Cool.
So it's a lot of work to keep on top of those kinds of standards, but... that, I think, is what makes us unique with our solutions because we really follow them diligently.
Good. And so you mentioned, you know, one of the big things in healthcare, of course, is privacy.
Right.
And so how do you ensure – so you have several security protocols, I'm assuming.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah, we're big on obviously at the heart of everything that we do with healthcare information is security and privacy. Mm-hmm. It's a passion of ours. Again, it's something that makes us unique, and we have lots of different protocols. We have lots of different layers of security that people need to go through just to get down to see any type of patient information. Mm-hmm. Then once they're viewing that patient information, we have all sorts of auditing and trails to show who looked at what and when and for what purpose. Mm-hmm. So that's all part of the infrastructure that you know, we have to put in place for every application we develop.
Great.
So, but yeah, that's it's a big part of what we do.
Cool. And as we're using some of the Microsoft security, WS security stuff?
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, Active Directory is a big plays a big part in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, we use a lot of the different features within Active Directory. We hide a lot of that from our end users, the IT administrators, mm-hmm. Through our own user interface. But behind the scenes, we're doing a lot of things with Active Directory. And then we have our own security layers that we've built on top of that.
Cool. Now, what was that programming experience like?
It's pretty standard stuff. You know, it's easy to do. We, mm-hmm. you know, if it was difficult, you know, then our product wouldn't be as successful as it is, because mm-hmm. security is something that customers spend a lot of time up front trying to make sure that it's secure. Again, our job as a provider of mm-hmm. the service is to make that easy for our end users to mm-hmm. set up. So, but yeah, we've been able to abstract it, you know, away from the technical details. And for us, it was just using good Microsoft technologies to get it done, and it works great.
Cool. So, I mean, in Inside Out, I always like to ask people, you know, for sort of, you know, because you're talking to the mothership,
right,
as well as to people out in the cloud,
right.
And so, like, what are some of the, like, what's some of your feedback from your experience programming our platform? And honest feedback, like, what,
okay.
you know, where can we improve? What, how can we help you? What would you like us to see differently? That kind of stuff, or,
okay.
you know, et cetera.
Just okay. So, I always like to start out with the good. The good is it's a great tool set. The .NET tool set is a fantastic tool set. It allows us to focus on building the applications versus building subsystems. Mm-hmm. Bob Muglia said in his presentation yesterday, said it allows us to focus on customer value and not the plumbing. And that's why we've embraced Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that, some of the challenges that we face mm-hmm. as new versions of things come out, mm-hmm. how backwards compatible they are to our applications we've developed. We sometimes hit some challenges. We're experiencing a little bit of that with Vista right now because some of the security layers have changed.
Uh-huh.
So I think that some of the things, some of the feedback that I was able to provide this week and some of the questions I was able to ask is along the lines of how can more information be provided to us about sort of the day one impacts when you take on this new version or this new technology. Mm. I think that would help us better prepare and better plan so that we could take on some of the newer versions a little bit easier.
Sure.
And in healthcare, again, their main focus is taking care of patients. Mm. You know, all the computers, the software, that just has to work.
Yeah.
It's not their big focus. They're not able to keep pace with all the pace of the software technologies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're never really on the bleeding edge, but you know, we need to keep pace so that we can take advantage of some of the new features in the new software. But I think the big challenge for us is just keeping pace, taking on the new technologies, mm-hmm. and really getting a head start on understanding what impacts it's going to have to us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is just really more, all right, let's install it and start the discovery process of what broke
sure.
and what we have to fix.
That's true.
But, I mean, all in all, it's always been a good experience. And, you know, the other thing that we like about Microsoft is the great support organization. When we hit problems, you know, we have a person that we can call, and it's always been there, people to help us.
Great.
But the other thing to mention on the challenges, but I see improvements, is debugging.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people say that. Mm-hmm. You know, hospitals never close. We never close. Our software can never close.
Mm-hmm.
There is no sense of downtime. You know, when you're dealing with clinical software applications, You know, they have to be up and running, you know, 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So when we do hit problems, the debugging mechanisms really need to be matured a lot more so that we can diagnose and fix things a lot quicker. But I was encouraged over the last couple of days to see that, you know, debugging tools and things like that was a common theme on some of the 2008 version things we're going to be getting soon.
Sure.
So I'm excited about that.
The Orcus time frame.
Yes.
And you're talking about sort of debugging in the cloud environment.
Yes.
Which can be challenging.
Yes, it's very challenging. But again, that's, you know, when you have software plus services and you're in the cloud, you got to debug there as well. I mean, that's all part of the deal. And again, we don't have an option of telling a customer that, you know, we'll have the system up in a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. You know, they got patients to take care of. It needs to be up. It needs to be up now. So
you must have a pretty redundant architecture.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, the more clinically oriented the application is, the more redundant that we need to be. And again, we're a company that's been running world-class data center for many years, so we have a lot of experience with it, and we have a lot of faith and trust on our customer base, and we do a fairly good job of it, if I must say so.
Sure, absolutely. So, right on.
Yeah.
Well, it was great talking to you.
It was great talking to you, too. I appreciate the opportunity.
No problem, man. Yeah. And hopefully we'll see you again sometime, maybe at the next platform.
Absolutely. I'm definitely coming back again.
Good. So keep providing the feedback.
I appreciate you guys asking. That's what this is all about. And I think Channel 9 is a great forum for people to share their positive and your areas for improvement. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.